We have hours and hours of footage that didn't make the cut. Tons of stories that you know are probably going to make the script but not make the cut. If you know what I mean, weren't appropriate for the documentary. And you know, we went even the original cut. We went even further back into the late 50s and early 60s and to the soap jacket gangs and that kind of stuff. But yeah, we just felt that the story was really about the Ghetto Brothers and the change that happened. So that's why we cut it down so much.
With what where those guys' lives have gone to now, where they're helping young kids, do you think that, you know, maybe life after VOD and theater release, that you could turn this into something that could be educational, maybe not schools, but maybe like prisons or places where absolutely guys could learn it. Is that something you're looking to do?
Absolutely. That's part of our journey, for sure. I mean, I wanted to, that's to give back to the community and to show kids that are at risk. I mean, right now in the country, all over the world, there's a huge gang problem. And I think, you know, kids are going to really take something out of this film, and at the end of the day, the story is about upliftment and empowerment. And you know, if kids can find that out of, you know, watching it, then that well done, I think.